Business on Hot 102.7 with MoneyWeb.
Now, as the return to office debate heats up in South Africa, a key legal question is looming. Can your employer force you back behind a desk? With hybrid work now entrenched in many industries, companies are starting to revisit contract policies and obviously the legal boundaries. But as far as I can understand, the law isn't entirely clear-cut. So what then is lawful and when is there a breach? Well, to answer some of those questions, I'm joined now by Yvonne Mkefa, who is director in the employment law practice at the law firm Cliff Dekker Hofmeyer, to discuss the fine print behind this big push to return. So, Yvonne, a very warm welcome. Maybe let's ask you bluntly, can an employer legally force someone back to the office if their contract doesn't say so?
So I think for me, the, what we need to underscore is the term force, right? Because then you are treading in the territory of unfairness. So if you look at the legal framework around what an employer can do in relation to your employment conditions, there are broad principles that are governed by the two pieces of legislation in your contract of employment. But if your contract of employment, to answer you specifically, does not state that you are supposed to be working on site, but expressly state that you are working remotely, there are processes. There's a process that needs to be followed before that particular requirement is imposed on you, in a matter of speaking. So it cannot be forced. An employer needs to follow the law and be fair and lawful in how they go about that.
All right, let's assume then that the employer is not forcing, but perhaps is strongly encouraging or insisting or suggesting. What is that process, Yvonne, that needs to be followed?
So I think also that the guide will be what's contained in your contract. So if your contract, for one, states that when you started working, it said that you'll be working remotely. So that makes that a terminal condition of your employment. So the employer needs consent from you. They need you to agree to change that term and condition of your employment. So and that requires negotiation that you would have initially, in any event, negotiated those terms and conditions of employment. And in the event that there isn't any consent or agreement, the employer can implement, but as an employee, you've got recourse in terms of which you can pursue a legal process or legal action to test whether or not they can do that. The second part is if your contract makes provision for employer discretion to change your place of work, then it's a matter of consultation, which actually must just be meaningful and for them to hear you out and also give you reasonable opportunity to state your case and give you reasonable opportunity or reasonable notice on when this particular term or the return to work can be implemented on your behalf. From the operational requirements.
To the best of your knowledge, are you starting to either hear of or discover that more and more employers want people to return to the office full time, given that COVID-19, where this all originated, is now 5 years in the rearview mirror?
100%. That is what we're seeing, and it's actually a global phenomenon that employers, and they quote in various issues why they want employees to come back, but we're seeing it more and more. I mean, some of them, they were scaling it will be 2 days a week, and some of them, we can see that it's now becoming 4 days, and before you know it, it will be a full six-day week. We are also seeing that. Yes, COVID was an equalizer because we know that these particular arrangements were only for people who were senior and an executive in organizations. And with COVID, everyone then was sent home. So that's why it's actually becoming such a tricky thing for employers to force employees to come back, because they actually have somewhat changed the way people work. And for them to bring them back to work, they need to go through a fair process to do so.
Is an organization allowed to withdraw hybrid working unilaterally without any consultation or negotiation?
Absolutely not, Jeremy. And we are not a draconian state, and our labor laws are very clear on what needs to happen for you to change terms and conditions of employment or even policies, because not only is it in terms of the employment law, I mean, we are in an employment relationship and it's an ongoing employment relationship. The least that an employer can do is to engage their employees on the change that they want to implement. So the answer is no.
And Yvonne, how difficult is it for an employer, do you think, to balance operational needs with the legal fairness that you're outlining to me?
From experience, it shouldn't be, because you can't be positional when you are running a business and when you are dealing with people. Right? Because yes, the interests are always going to be misaligned, but I think the employer has also an upper hand in ensuring that balance can be struck. I'll give an example. When you receive your employment contract, Jeremy, they tell you where you're going to work. There's very little leeway on negotiating where you're going to work. If they're going to change it, the law requires them to consult with you to make sure that you. So it's actually not even onerous on employers to do that.
At this point, Yvonne, is there any case law yet on disputes as far as remote work is concerned, or do we need new laws to perhaps clarify any grey areas that might exist?
In most cases, this comes as a dispute of benefits, or where there is an element of discrimination of people being called back to work, and there isn't a clear criteria that is actually looked at from a benefits or a discrimination perspective, or unilateral. So we haven't seen per se where it states that it's remote working as a dispute. Whether or not we need legislation or a new or amend current legislation, my views, I don't believe that we do, because the current framework actually can cater. What we don't want to do is over-regularize the space just because we are undergoing a change globally. What we do, we don't have to be verbose in our approach to make sure that we are able to do to bring people back to work. Consultation still plays a good role, an important and critical role, and so is negotiations. There's no need for us to amend the laws.
And just finally, is there an issue here perhaps of selectivity? What if an employer only wants certain people to return and others to remain within that hybrid paradigm? Is that discrimination?
So, there's laws against discrimination and they will be assessed based on each case, because there is clear criteria of what constitutes discrimination. So if the employer is calling back only people who fall within those grounds of discrimination, with age, sexual orientation, gender, race, and there's a number of them, or it's actually arbitrary, the law will look into that, and if it is found that it is discrimination, then the law will find against the employer. So it can't be just random and arbitrary, or it is indirectly discriminatory as envisaged in the Employment Equity Act.
Yvonne Mkepa, thank you very much indeed. Director in the Employment Law Practice at the law firm Clif Dekker Hofmeyr. I do appreciate your time.
Heart Business on Heart 1027 with MoneyWeb.